You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Sitting in studio with Jillian Shaw and Lindsay Smith. We were just talking about Netflix before the last break, and you made a good point while we were on break there, Jillian, about the fact that there's finally starting, along with Netflix, there's finally starting to be some reasonable options for Canadians to remain or to become legal as far as streaming content and bringing it online. And you've been trying out the RDO service, and I know, Lindsay, you're a fan of that.
I am.
We looked at it when we were taping our first appetizer.
Yeah, we looked at the review, but I hadn't actually tried it that time. And since then, they gave me a demo, and I actually I'm a paying customer now. I love it. It's $10 a month, and you can have access to all sorts of any songs you want. It had a great selection.
I like the selection.
Yeah, it was. I love it.
And the nice thing about RDO is you can download a playlist and you can store it on your local device,
yeah.
So you don't have to be hooked up and online all the time. So if you want to create a workout playlist or have music when you're going to walk the dog, you've got that option. They've been very smart. They've done a good job.
Saves your broadband. I mean, to your earlier point, that if you're streaming everything, you're paying every time you listen. And I like the fact I can put it on my iPhone, and then when I'm either out of range, like I'll be driving and all of a sudden you don't have range anymore.
Yeah.
On some mountain road.
And you don't want to do too much, but certain artists, certain albums,
yeah.
you want the
you
whole
thing.
You
just want your playlist.
You
know? You've
got to have all the Chili Peppers if you're in the daughter household, for sure. So,
and you make fun of me for liking Journey. Really? Really? Oh, Steve.
Let's talk about the fake review story you did, Jillian. Were you faking it?
I made it all up.
You just made the whole thing up. It was I didn't check the date. Was it on April 1st?
Yeah, no, but you
it's
know what?
It's a cute story.
If my day job doesn't work out, I could go on Craigslist and get a job writing fake reviews. I think they pay sometimes like $5 a pop. It's, you know, you could be pretty lucrative. You could just get online and be, you know, churning out all kinds of stuff.
Time was that we could tell. Now, we're talking about the Expedia-type reviews, and we're talking about reviews for Travelocity or for TripAdvisor. Or all sorts of places. Is it mainly in the travel industry that we're starting to
Yelp,
see it?
You know, Yelp
and
has got some lawsuits
industry?
Going in the States. It's really contentious, Steve. I have to say, there. I mean, in the UK right now, there's the travel industry is going after TripAdvisor in a big way. About their reviews that are unfavorable and or they accuse them of not being genuine and authentic. So
how are these fake reviews? Are they praising your services or are they dissing your competitors or both?
Well, both. We had some very funny ones. There is a TripAdvisor. There's actually a TripAdvisor one. I just have to read you the one about a place in England, and the writer wrote, "The decor reminded me more of my mother-in-law's nursing home, as frankly I've stayed in more up-to-date travel lodges." But what was even funnier was the response from the hotel manager, who came back and you know the best defense is a good offense. I can't get my offense and defense in the right
place.
You're
going to be cheering for the Lions this weekend.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. As long as I cheer for the right team. And then he responded by saying, "I strongly recommend that you take up writing fiction for a living." So there was a whole kind of fight going on in the reviews.
Which is not good. Not good. Hilarious. Business owners out there, they have to realize that it's okay to get criticism once in a while. And the best thing to do is go, "Thank you so much for your feedback. You know, we're aiming for a cozy type environment, or hey, maybe we've been thinking about renovating and thanks for giving us that feedback. Maybe we'll take it a little bit more seriously." And at least, you know,
at least you feel like you're being responded.
Yeah.
So does this threaten to undermine the value of these services, or is it already undermining the value of the service?
I think it's somewhat undermined, but from all the people I talk to, and it probably you have this experience, Lindsay, you probably have it, Steve, as well. Taken in aggregate, reviews can be very helpful.
Yeah.
But you have to recognize when you look at a lot of reviews of a place, whether it's a hotel or a coffee shop or whatever, some of them may not be genuine. The other thing is that people tend to complain more than they tend to praise.
True.
Yes.
So I've seen some reviews that have made me think twice about going to a certain place. But I've also, you know, sometimes you have to look at it. And I've talked to the businesses on the other side. And there is the case of sometimes you just can't please everybody all the time.
Yeah.
I've heard from businesses that that said consumers have come and used this as a leverage to say, "You give me what I want or I'm going to write a bad review." So there is there's the bad side. That's aside from the totally fake reviews where you can actually if you want to sort of boost your business, you go on Craigslist and you invite people to write reviews and you pay them $5 a pop and you get nice things written about your business.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that the consumer can identify those? I mean, are they like the fake blog posts that come into it? You know, well, I noticed that on our website that there's a regular series of different types of posts that are from people that are obviously being paid to promote different services. And so I just identify them and block them. Do you think that these posts, these fake reviews are well enough written that they slip by and they look legitimate? Or are they written by people whose English is definitely their third language and it's easy to identify that they are?
Well, no, Yelp says that it has Yelp and I think the others say they have a pretty good system for weeding out the fake reviews. But there was a study by Cornell researchers, and they identified fake reviews 90% of the time in a database that had 400 genuine and 400 planted reviews.
And they were able to weed out the fake ones.
Just through their algorithmic method. Yeah.
Do you trust reviews when you go online, Lindsay?
I love reviews. But I think that there's two things that I look for. One is how many people have voted, because most reviews now, people can vote for whether or not they like that review and it's a good review or not. So the ones that are more genuine,
down,
you get the thumbs up and it goes to the top. So for me, that's important. The other thing, too, is that I look at how many times someone is echoing the same thing. I use this example all the time where I was in Toronto and I needed some sort of repair shop for something. I can't remember. It was I think it was a dry cleaner. And I was about to walk down the store and go to the closest dry cleaner. And there were four reviews in a row of people saying, you can tell by the styles of writing too, saying kind of criticizing this person's customer service. And so I went to the next one and I took my dry cleaning business somewhere else. So those were definitely not fake. Like you could see that people had bad experiences at different times and it wasn't a good place to go because of customer service.
Did you review the dry cleaner that did a good job?
No, of course not. I only complain online.
You only complain. There is actually a hotel at Trout Point Lodge in Nova Scotia was so incensed with TripAdvisor and what they said was not putting up reviews in a timely fashion or kind of manipulating them in some way, that they make guests sign an agreement that they will not post anything online.
I just think that's atrocious.
I think that's a bit of a... You know,
how could they stand?
I can understand their pain, but I just think there are other ways. I think that people in socially media savvy advisors would probably say there are other ways to deal with
this. Oh, there's got to be better ways, because that would cause me to say you're hiding something and I'm not going, period.
Yeah, we don't trust. That's one of the things that we love about the online environment is now we can actually see what's really going on. And if you try and stick your head in the sand and act like an ostrich, you look guilty.
Yeah, and you kind of send a chill down my spine with this whole thing, because I love the open nature of. I love how it's changing how our opinion is formed. And if people are manipulating that and faking that, which obviously, you know, Steve, get your head out of the sand, they're doing, it scares me into the fact that we then can reach the point where it loses value. But
that's such a minority, though. Imagine how there's so many of us out there that would never do that. And it's such a small portion that outweighs, I think, by far the.
But I think the point that you make as well, Lindsay, that giving the thumbs up or the thumbs down to the different different stories, that really helps as well. And just like that, we've actually run out of time. We didn't even get time to talk about iPhones and Lindsay's new profound love affair with Android devices.
Next time.
That'll
yeah.
be
Next
our
time.
Christmas list, Steve.
Yes.
And I wanted
Tech
to talk
toys.
To you guys about Christmas stuff, because we have kids of different ages amongst us and what we're going to be Christmas gifts. So we'll have to do this sometime in the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks. We'll have to get you back to talk about Christmas. Because what do you want? What's one piece of tech you want for Christmas? Really quick.
Oh, I'm really basic. You know, I'd go for a MacBook Pro.
Okay,
right now.
Easy.
You know, that's pretty easy.
Easy peasy, Lindsay.
Yeah.
I need a new little accessory for my mini car hold my what are they called
in
my Android up in the car. So
I want an AirPlay speaker system.
Oh, okay, never mind. I just changed my mind.
Okay,
I want
get
that
back
one.
To our Christmas list. We'll have to tell you about a new one being created by a Vancouver company specifically for, you'll love this, Lindsay, Apple TV new speaker line. I'm there. I'm going straight out to try them probably after I leave here.
Well, isn't that a teaser for you to listen soon? My thanks to Lindsay Smith, lindsaysmith.com, and DeJillian Shaw. You find her online at the Sun in the Digital Life section. I'm Steve Dotto, and this is Dotto Tech.